All right, Gary, what are we doing this week?
Okay, here we are in the library of magazines that should be illegal.
Okay, I want to hear more.
Yeah, there's a couple big ones here. One of them is the famous Barely Illegal magazine with its tagline, "I bet you can't just wait one more day."
Jesus. What? You know, is that a real thing?
No.
Okay.
this is a joke. But I came here specifically because I have always had a fascination with the magazine Soldier of Fortune.
Oh, okay. So magazines that should be illegal. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Isn't it weird?
It's super weird that there's a magazine where people just lie.
Yeah, where people just kind of make up. It's probably the greatest magazine where people talk about doing haymakers. You know, like if you're looking for a magazine where somebody's like, you know, if you have a problem or if there's an insurgent, you need them haymaker, and I'll haymaker them. You know, they call me Scorch.
Oh, Scorch is back. I remember Scorch. Yeah.
There's. A lot of people don't know this, but in Soldier of Fortune magazine, there's actually a question of the week.
Okay.
That they asked all the mercenaries. And one of the questions this week is, what is your favorite Game Boy game?
Ooh, okay.
So I figured to flip through these mercenaries here.
Huh.
And find one and find a random video game.
All right.
Scorch, Torque. Blaze.
Man, a lot of them really like Fish Dude.
Pyro. Tower. Like a lot of mercenaries here.
Uh-huh.
You know? Yeah. Here, let me see here. A lot of Fish Dude, but we've done Fish Dude.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Let's see.
This guy seems to have phoned it in. Is there such a game as Mercenary Force?
Apparently there is.
Huh.
Yeah. Huh. My name is Gary Butterfield.
My name is Kay Ross.
And you're listening to Abject Suffering. We're just letting the pan soak in the sink. We'll get to them soon, promise.
Yeah, the last word of many a fool.
I love it when things soak in the sink.
It seems nice for them. My favorite thing to do. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a nice thing you can do for your dishes.
Yeah, I just ran forks and knives over you.
Yeah. No, you don't need this shit. I just deglazed you, motherfucker.
Uh-huh.
Like, you deserve a break. You deserve a spa day after being deglazed.
Treat yourself, and by which I mean let me treat you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be our guest.
Yeah. Yeah, no, this week we're talking about Mercenary Force. This is a Gary pick.
Yeah. The story of how this became a Gary pick is that for some reason all of my YouTubers have stopped uploading, basically.
Oh, no.
So I had all, you know, my subscriptions and I have a steady feed of YouTubes to watch. And now I kind of don't. I don't know exactly what's happened.
Hmm.
So I've been in the archives when I need a brief amount of entertainment. And I've been going to absolute, you know, I say this sincerely, National Treasure, Jeremy Parrish's works channel.
Yeah, you we're know? Not just saying that because we know the guy.
No, yeah. I fucking God's work.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible stuff. And I'd never watched through Game Boy Works,
mm-hmm.
and I ran into this game, and this is a game I had. It's the lost game I forgot a name of.
I love it. It's so special when you find one of those.
It feels so good.
Yeah.
I had no idea what the name was, but of like the, as a kid, with a Game Boy, I had like Tetris, this Revenge of the Gator.
Uh-huh.
And then like maybe the Fall of the Foot Clan.
Yeah.
Like, I did not have very many Game Boy games.
Ah, man. Just the game that dared to ask the eternal question, who turned out the lights?
Yeah, exactly. Who turned out the lights? What if you had a turtle that took up most of the screen? You know, how can you make a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles game like a shitty Psygnosis game?
Mm-hmm.
But I had this one as well. I have no idea why.
Okay.
I think the cover just looked cool to me.
Yeah.
I had to guess. It's a weird mystery. I remembered, I was like, oh, it's that side scroller. It's a side scrolling shooter where you're people and you can turn into monsters.
Right.
And that did not give me enough information to Google it. So
no.
I got Jeremy and I was like, oh shit, I want an excuse to revisit that. So I throw it down here.
Mm-hmm. Way back in the day, by which I mean almost 20 years ago, the Joystick podcast had a little segment where one of the staff members would come on, and people would write in and describe their lost games to them.
Okay.
You know, it's like, hey, what game is this? I forget the name of the person who did it, but that always seemed like such a valuable service, and he always got it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I think?
Yeah. This is neater than it has any right to be, I think.
Oh, this is super cool.
Yeah.
Like there was a reason why I played it mm-hmm. like a lot as a kid, not just cause I had it.
Yeah.
But it's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It's not perfect. It's balls hard.
Yeah.
But it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a side scrolling shoot 'em up where you play as four different kind of archetypes from feudal Japan, a party that you get to create yourself.
Yeah.
And they have different shooting patterns, and you kind of manage your economics of buying and healing them mm-hmm. and then manage their formations.
Yes.
As you move from left to right, going through villages, killing dudes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would have benefited from reading the manual on this one.
Yes.
because I didn't realize you could change the formation, and that got me into a lot of trouble.
It's a big problem. Mm-hmm. Not a big problem. It's a big part of the strategy.
Yeah.
You know, because it's Game Boy screen. The big thing, you know, this has come up tons on Game Boy Works on Jeremy's work mm-hmm. is that, the Game Boy's screen real estate is probably the biggest factor in its design.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not having that much space means you have to be really careful. You get your Fall of the Foot Clans where everything's really big. Your characters are small enough, but there are four of them.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have that much screen real estate to move around. So you have to be changing, you know, your formation constantly, basically.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, I was super surprised because the different people you can hire have different stats, you know,
mm-hmm.
You know, different like health totals. But like the big thing about it is the shooting pattern, right? Like
yeah.
They are different costs for different efficacy, but the, you know, the balance that you need is not always just all of the best one, because like some of them shoot diagonally. One of them shoots up and down, on the screen.
They have different amounts of health as well on top of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then they have beast modes.
Yes. You can go into beast mode and turn into a gigantic, thing.
Yeah.
You know, different things. Mm-hmm. Like one of them's a Tangela from Pokemon.
Yeah.
One of them's a bomb from Final Fantasy. One of them's a big Buddha statue. Mm-hmm. Kind of like Tanuki Buddha.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of Tanuki suit Buddha.
Yeah. And the other one's like a Ringu ghost kind of spirit lady kind of deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And kind of choosing your party makeup and formation and then managing your money, which you can use to buy replacement people in between mm-hmm. levels or heal your people.
Yeah.
Because of more hit points, is the strategy of this. And there's more than you might think.
Mm-hmm.
It is kind of a deeper game than you might expect for a Game Boy shmup.
Yeah. There's a kind of a risk reward mechanic because the pickups from the, when they die, they drop yen. Do you maneuver to be in formation to pick that up? Even if it is going to cause you to take some damage, right?
Yeah. And getting money is really scarce. Like you need money.
Mm-hmm.
Further, there are obstacles, and hitting them doesn't kill you. You're not a starship.
Yeah.
So you can kind of, it reminds me, for people who have played a lot of Binding of Isaac, it's a little bit like playing as Jacob and Esau.
Okay.
Where you're moving both characters at once, and you can kind of separate them or, you know, change their relation to each other by pressing up against scenery
mm-hmm.
and stuff. It's neat.
Yeah.
Like this is a good, cool game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it felt really cool to go back to it. I was like, oh, mm-hmm. shit. Mercenary Force is good. For a brief moment, I was like, should we do a WAF on this? And I was like, oh, fuck. What are you talking about?
It'd be 15 minutes long. What are you talking about? It'd be
15
minutes
long. And like, yeah, no, it's not that kind of good. But I was like, oh, yeah, Abject Suffering. We don't only do bad games.
Like, this is good in the way that, like, I found myself wanting an arcade version of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, with a little bit more screen real estate. Like, the visual design is really fun, you know? Like, mm-hmm. the you know, there's good enemy variety. on display here too. Yeah. I just went looking for more to see if there was, to see if this was based off of anything or to see if anything else like took a direct line from it. A, this is not really documented. There's a Hardcore Gaming 101 article about it. But that mm-hmm. is pretty much it. And as far as I can tell, like this idea went nowhere. I've never seen anything like this.
There have been other like person scrolling shooters.
Yeah.
You know, there's like a Gain Ground, mm-hmm. you know, or, yeah, there's been a couple of these kind of things, but this is an interesting take on it.
Yeah.
Without, and that's just how it is when you have games designed by Meldak.
It was published by Meldak. It was designed by Lainar.
Lainar and Meldak.
Yeah.
The twin galaxies.
In association with Live Planning.
with Live Planning, which I think was some kind of hovercraft. Meldak. I love Meldak.
Yeah, Meldak is really good. Meldak of America published three
Meldak
games.
Meldak of America, owner Dark Ducks through Dark Ducks Office Company Limited.
Yay.
What? What is happening, Meldak? And Meldak also published Zombie Nation.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of alum in here. Like, this has become a regular feature, but Meldak published Zombie Nation, which mm-hmm. we did forever ago. Live Planning was the developer on Zombie Nation, but they also did Air Fortress.
Yeah. Zombie Nation, also kind of an interesting shooter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what a mysterious company.
Air Fortress, also kind of an interesting shooter. Like, it's like a shooter that was actually designed for the limitations of the NES.
Yeah. And the company's first release was the Dark Ducks studio album.
Huh.
As Time Goes By, 1930 to 1940. Like, this is one of these, you know, again, this pops up on Jeremy's stuff. They were a music publisher who just every once in a while is like, I don't know, a video game?
Uh-huh.
Threw a video game in there.
Yeah, sure.
You know, Meldak has his claws in many sinister pies. Meldak has starfighters in every corner of the galaxy.
Meldak is everywhere. You cannot escape Meldak. It is futile to try. Hail Meldak.
Meldak. Hail Meldak.
Yeah, I was hoping that we were going to do an episode about how much we love Meldak.
I love Meldak. Mm-hmm. He is really good.
I love Meldak because I have to, but also because I love Meldak.
Yeah, I want to love Meldak because I need to love Meldak.
Mm-hmm. But also because I need Meldak.
Yeah, missing Meldak.
Mm.
Seeking Meldak.
Just running through our Meldak tautologies.
exhibiting an extreme Meldak seeking behavior. left and right. Fucking love him.
I have.
Meldak has produced albums for Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay. Yeah.
Huh?
It Girl. I also didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah, the girl of the mid-90s has an album called Love Songs. Get fucked, Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Come on. Love Songs. Oh, God, I need to know what's on Love Songs.
First Taste of Love.
Okay.
Bedtime Stories. Please Save Us the World.
Okay.
Won't You Be Mine? Listen to Your Heart. 90s Kids. I'll Find You. A cover of Dancing Queen. What's It Gonna Take? A Little Jazz. And a cover of Ben by Michael Jackson, which is that song about the rat.
From the rat movie?
Yeah. Boy, the Meldak rabbit hole just keeps going.
Man, fucking
Meldak is a star system in and of itself.
As Time Goes By, 1930 to 1940, that has to be like a compilation?
Yeah, a band called the Dark Ducks.
Huh.
From the 30s and 40s. It's fucking weird.
Huh.
Yeah. This is, other than this just being a cool game that I wanted to draw people's attention to, though, it doesn't lend itself to that much digression.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
It's just kind of good and simple.
Uh-huh. I don't have a lot to say about Edo period Japan other than the theming works sometimes and it doesn't work. Like, I think this 8-bit styling of like the monsters and stuff is very cute.
I really wish that we would do more new things with it.
Yes.
Like, I feel like just kind of presenting it keeps happening. Mm-hmm. Like, this version is good because it's abstract.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't need any more Ghost of Tsushima's.
You are just inviting people to send you links that are going to cause you psychic damage, Gary.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
but it just, you know, it's yeah. I'm a little sick of Edo period Japan.
Yeah, you said there was another reason you wanted to do this.
Oh,
yeah.
Because I wanted people to play this.
Yeah.
If you do decide to play it, there's a cheat code that gives you $50,000 to start with.
Mm-hmm.
I found that one as a kid. Use it. Why not? It's a hard game.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not going to play through it that much, but what? I figured maybe we camp out on Soldier of Fortune for a minute.
We really should.
They have camp a website.
Out. They do. They have a website with
SOFMag.com.
A part of the, they've got a header leaking to a part of their taxonomy called badass.
Yeah, and the fire pit. It says Team SOF, but it looks like teams of badass together. But let's click on badass.
What
happens if you go to the Soldier of Fortune badass section? We got Colonel God. Nick Rowe, longtime conversations with Special Forces legend.
Uh-huh.
And then the badasses from UFC fighters from the Caucasus. Caucasus. Caucasus.
Yeah.
Caucasus.
When the KGB took on the Soviet police.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I want to hire one? Shop. There's where I need to go.
Yeah. This is Eustace.
Yeah. Here's, you know. Oh, okay. It's just a bunch of red flags.
Yeah.
That you can have in an apartment.
Like literal red flags? Yeah.
Yeah. Or just, you know, a cup that says like Fort Benning Alumni Club and then like a teddy bear dog with a Soldier of Fortune logo on it.
Uh huh.
Who's this? Who's the SOF beret in white? Oh, the dog's name is Beret.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah. They really need to get some better graphic design in here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, well, they are, you know, they're mercenaries.
They are mercenaries, but that doesn't
mean they're not really into, they should hire somebody.
Somebody with an avocation at least, like, oh,
yes.
They're, you know, not every mercenary is a monolith. Maybe somebody is working with Clip Studio Pro as a way to unwind. Yeah. Oh yeah. Under the Team SOF, there's a profile of Eric Prince. So yeah, if you want that, okay, the Blackwater founder, his sister was our Secretary of Education for a while.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
I really thought this would be more, I wanted this to be like playing Jagged Alliance 2.
Yeah, no, a lot of this is like just straight up just fascist military worship. A lot of Russian military worship in this.
Make your AR great again. Modular buttstock assembly.
Yeah.
Stop being so fucking horny, Soldier of Fortune. Jesus Christ.
I think that this is like so many things about Dale Gribble culture. Like it got way less interesting once they actually got political power, you know?
Yeah. Now they're not just like weirdos who we can make fun of. Like now this is actually.
Yeah, no.
We need Meldak to save us from them.
Meldak, extend me your protection.
Yeah, smite these Soldiers of Fortune, Meldak.
Yeah. Survival has some more interesting stuff. Deadly venom. I was bitten by a black mamba snake in Africa.
Hell yes. That's the thing about the conundrum of the stuff is that I will eat that shit up forever.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, survivalist stuff is pretty interesting.
It is.
And the idea of a Jagged Alliance-esque like merc
mm-hmm.
you hire is a fun idea.
Yeah.
You know, it just sucks that it's all... You know, people who look like Oblivion NPCs who don't have chins.
Yeah.
You know, like it's all just like guys pretending, you know, going on Reddit and talking about haymakers they've thrown.
Yeah. It's people with a lot of tactic lol add-ons for an AR that they bought for real cheap, all in the process of anamorphing into a thumb.
You know what it is? You know what it's exactly like?
What is it?
It reminds me of people who get into podcasting. And they buy tons of podcasting equipment.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like when somebody like, oh, you know, I started a podcast. I put, you know, we hired a producer and we put like $6,000 worth of gear. And this is the studio we rent.
Uh-huh.
And they put out their first episode and they don't have anything. It's like these guys just sit down and plan.
Yeah.
You know, all of this stuff. And then like they're going to fucking guard the tailgate, you know, at the college basketball game.
Yeah.
Like I don't, you know, there's way to guard the parking lot Top Gun.
Uh-huh.
Grizzly, a life or death encounter.
Almost literally all dressed up with nowhere to go. Like there's just gear fetishist stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, have these Soldiers of Fortune played Shadowrun?
I don't know that they have, right? Like you don't need a lot to get started.
No, I will get them the quick start guide for Shadowrun. Mm-hmm. They can look through your arms and equipment guide and have a lot of fun pretending to have guns and gear.
Mm-hmm.
And you think fighting a black mamba is tough?
Mm-hmm.
Try fighting a century ferret.
Yeah. Come on.
You know?
Yeah. No, I'm just looking at more of the survival stuff, and like it is not as fun as I would like. D-Day at Normandy, rock in quotes, was lost over the skies of France. Yeah, yeah, no, like I like what I want is just like things that are extensions of like all of those like Gary Paulsen books that I read as a kid.
I want those, but I also like the info versions of them. Do you remember those like the survival handbooks?
Yeah,
that were real big in like a Barnes and Noble.
Mm-hmm.
Gift section kind of thing.
Yeah.
Those are always a effortless flip through.
Yes.
Like I will always read what to do if you're lost in the woods.
Yeah.
What to do if you've been bitten by a snake.
You can never be reminded too many times of how much piss is safe to drink.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, despite the taste, mm-hmm. like you taste it and you think, oh, this is not safe to drink. My body's saying no, but the experts say yes. So you got to do it.
True. Somewhere in the middle.
Hail Meldak.
Hail Meldak. Drink the piss.
It's sterile going into the body. Drink the piss, Meldak.
Oh, Meldak, drink the piss.
Meldak, drink the piss.
Yeah. I was expecting more of the, like the Soldier of Fortune forum stuff. In this,
I really wanted a forum. I wanted people to be speaking in barely disguised code about things they could be hired for.
Oh.
And basically the world's greatest and saddest group RP.
That's what I want. That is that is the sad dynamic that I crave from Soldier of Fortune, and they're denying it to me.
Yeah, you have to go on the dark web for that.
Uh-huh.
Like the Silk Road is where you can hire actual mercs.
In all these years, we've never done the Soldier of Fortune games for PC. Remember those? I don't think those have like any affiliation with the magazine, but like Soldier of Fortune was a game where all of the development resources were put into having enemy models that were like dismemberable.
Yes.
So like you would shoot somebody and they would get like dino damage on them. You know, it wouldn't just be like, oh, here's some blood. And then they fall over. It was like, oh, I need to see this guy's face melt. It just turned into a red mess. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I can see the appeal of that. Soldier of Fortune was a phrase before it was a magazine.
Yes.
You know, so it's the game based on the famous phrase, which there should be more games of.
Yeah, there should. Yeah. I need to see magazine. No, this acquired a license from the mercenary magazine Soldier of Fortune to produce a video game based on the publication. There is an association. Okay.
It is based on the magazine.
Yeah. Developed by
Raven. Based on the popular magazine.
Fuck, it was made by Raven?
It might be pretty good.
I did not know that. Huh.
What would you do if I gave you a coupon where you could have the free services of a mercenary? And don't get yourself in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Keep this in the realm of fun. you have access to Scorch.
You don't want me to Fed Post on Maine. Okay.
Yes. I have given you a license to Scorch. You have Scorch.
Uh-huh.
Scorch is within your, he's in your employ.
Mm-hmm.
You have a mercenary.
Go. I need some help mounting my TV on the wall, and I don't want to bother Chris to do it.
If you can mount an offensive, you can mount a TV.
You can, yeah.
That's the Scorch motto.
Just basically, I would use this to like replace somebody who I would hire on TaskRabbit, because I assume that hiring a mercenary is more ethical than hiring somebody off of TaskRabbit.
Yeah, I've used TaskRabbit a couple times.
Uh-huh.
Because of my health stuff.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like, oh, like, you know, I feel like I'm going to faint if I put together this desk. I'm going to have somebody do it.
Yeah, yeah.
They get all the money.
They do?
For it. Yeah.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
They set their rates. They get all the money. They explain it to me, like, basically, like, it's a pretty good gig.
Yeah.
It is a way to freelance and get, you know, $50 an hour for doing labor stuff.
Yeah.
It seems like it's not bad.
Okay. Yeah. I guess I just assumed because it was ordered through an app or a website that it was, you know, like.
You're thinking of Fiverr.
Yeah. I'm thinking of like, Fiverr, aren't I?
Like,
yeah.
Fiverr is the one where you like, you hire people in third world countries to hold up signs that say slur as a joke.
Yes.
Because of the spending power of the mighty dollar.
Uh-huh.
TaskRabbit is, I need somebody to come, you know, assemble these shelves, or I need somebody to, you know, do my gutters.
Yeah.
And rather than hire a company, I'm just going to hire a guy who wants to do it.
Oh, that's cool. But yeah. I like that. Yeah,
they set their own rates and stuff. Like, as far as I can tell, it's passed the ethics test. I haven't gone deep.
Yeah.
But all the people I talked to have been cool.
Yeah. If there's anything exploitable, and I would believe the people who've done it. So
yeah.
Yeah.
know, this is just like, oh, you know, I odd job, like I'm going to put together some furniture. I'm going to, and like minor electrical work.
Uh-huh.
We had somebody replace our porch light.
Okay.
Because our porch light, and I don't know how to replace a light fixture. Like my rule for a handyman shit at the house is no water, no electricity.
Yeah. That's, you that'll, know? That'll get you pretty far.
You know, so I had somebody come and replace the light fixture, and it was like $300 less
mm-hmm.
than it would have been because of the minimum charge for getting an electrician out.
Was he licensed and bonded?
I don't know. None of my business. None of your business. The kind of thing that, yeah, there's instructions on how to do it on the box.
Yeah, yeah.
So I figured out if I didn't need a license to do it,
mm-hmm.
they didn't need a license to do it.
Okay.
And good reviews, like, you know, and so,
yeah.
It felt as safe as it possibly could. There could mm-hmm. be like, you could have introduced, you know, I don't know, termites or something into the light fixture. Could have sabotaged me.
Yeah, it could have ensured dependency on him for life.
Yeah, like put a kill switch.
Munchausen by Task Rabbit. Yeah, he just starts slowly poisoning you.
Yeah, Munchausen by Task.
Oh, yeah. Man, this new version of Cable Guy sucks.
It's really bleak. It's really bleak and there's no action. But yeah, the... if you had Scorch, like doing stuff like that is basically what I can think of.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind having a guy stand outside the house with his arms crossed all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that would make me an interesting fixture on Nextdoor.
I think it would. That's a little bit too conspicuous. I think that if you really want to rev Nextdoor up, you have to have them doing just like patterns of behavior for them to notice.
Yes.
Like somebody standing out in front of a house will draw way less suspicion than the same car passing by at the same time of day.
We basically want it to be like a hitman level so people can plan their infiltration around it.
Yeah.
Like maybe he mows the lawn for a little bit and then he goes into a cycle of like checking the garage.
Yeah.
And then goes into a cycle of like weeding the backyard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're setting up a challenge for me.
I'm setting up a challenge for anybody who wants to infiltrate.
Yeah. All right. So so I want to take this mercenary, use their tactical bodyguarding knowledge and like mm-hmm. use that as a challenge for people to see if they can get to me.
White hat mercenaries.
Yeah.
You know, hire some white hat assassins to see if they can get into you.
That's a plot line. That's like I've done a bunch of bad shit. Like, you're hiring me to be a security consultant.
Yeah, absolutely. Or like, I'm worried about how easy it'd be to assassinate me. I'm going to hire somebody to do it.
Yeah.
You know, and then they decide they actually want to do it. There's a movie from like 2006.
Yeah. What if, you know, or you could just use them to set up a Michael Douglas The Game situation.
Yes. Yeah, like you want to zazz up your life or mm-hmm. zazz up a buddy's life.
Yeah.
By hiring Scorch, you know, to infiltrate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, I love Scorch.
Oh, I miss Scorch. I haven't thought about Scorch in a while.
Yeah, fucking 10 years. Yeah. I think that was...
Ever since the Scorch trials.
Yeah, that was back when we were doing postcards. There's a Scorch postcard.
Yeah, which we probably still have tons of.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like definitely. It's a rarity, but we have so many of each of those postcards.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Nobody at a convention looks at all the postcards and takes one with a bald guy called Scorch.
No,
nobody knows what the fuck it means.
It somehow doesn't transfer very well.
No,
all of them being in jokes.
Yeah,
you know what else were we gonna do?
It's what we have. It's our material.
Young Come fools. On. Yeah. Young fools.
Yeah, that's all I would use a mercenary for. Honestly, yeah.
It's ethically.
Yeah.
We are describing owning a slave.
But we're paying them.
We are paying them, I guess. I guess we are ethically describing owning a servant.
Yeah.
Paying a servant. You know, and I imagine for a soldier of fortune or a merc, taking some time to mount a TV would be nice. Mm. Like significantly lower risk than like destabilizing somewhere.
Yeah. But also it's a little boring, you know? Like it doesn't give them a story.
Yeah. Well, they lie, though.
They do lie.
They're going to go online and be like, oh, I tried to mount this TV, and then the Ayatollah came up, and I gave him a haymaker, you know, right in the neck. My haymaker's been in my head today. I was thinking about it last night, like, just how funny it, like, freestanding haymakers are like, have I ever done a haymaker?
I don't even know what a fucking haymaker is.
It seems like one of the primary
is.
Verbs, but I haven't done it.
Is a haymaker, it's just a big punch, right?
It's a kind of punch. That's what I know.
A haymaker is to punching as like a Hail Mary is to throwing a football, I think.
Yeah, or a roundhouse is to a kick,
I think. But I know like what a roundhouse is. Like a roundhouse is like a very specific kick.
Yeah. A haymaker is a powerful looping punch characterized by a wide swing and a large windup. So it is kind of like a roundhouse.
Oh, yeah. It's a roundhouse, but for punches.
Yeah. Big looping full power punch, according to a Reddit user.
Huh.
Yeah. The name comes from the resemblance of the swing of a scythe when cutting hay.
I don't know about that. No, yeah, that's from the AI. That's from the AI description.
It feels like doing a haymaker, doing a wide punch like that is a good way to get yourself punched.
Oh, yeah. No, like, it leaves you wide open.
Yeah. Like you do your arm way out and they just hit you in the face while your arm's not there.
Yeah.
This did bring me to the Wikipedia page for punch parentheses combat. Love to check the wiki on punch.
Yeah. Just looking for the different kind of punches. It is funny that like different punches have different names. Like I understand the taxonomy helps for everything, but it is so hard to disassociate that from Dermot behavior, which is
very much so,
which is like the Charmander to the Soldier of Fortune Charizard, right?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah.
Punch, parentheses, combat, knuckle sandwich redirects here.
For the video game, see knuckle sandwich, video game.
For knuckle sandwich disambiguation. That's cute. Look at all these punches.
He has so many punches.
A Superman punch.
A chambered punch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, a lot of this. Yeah, what the fuck is a Superman punch? A diving punch used in Muay Thai.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Leopard punch.
Lunge toward the opponent, pushing off with the back foot. Okay. Yeah. So it's just like you're just launching yourself. Of the punches, the uppercut is my favorite, I think.
Uppercut's really good. And I have that affection from Mortal Kombat days.
Absolutely. From the, very shitty tactic of just wait, like nobody in my crew as a kid knew how to do the sweep kick. So like just turtling up for uppercuts was just the way to win matches.
Turtling up for uppercuts. And if you know the sweep, you can turtle forever.
Oh yeah.
And that you just like sit back and just either sweep or uppercut.
Uh-huh.
Like the entirety of the realms are yours.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you will win the tournament, the Outlands.
Yeah, I don't think Mortal Kombat's actually a very well-designed fighting game. It's fun, but
It's got a lot of fun flavor. And apparently the new ones are good.
Yeah,
the new ones.
I've been on the edge of doing those for a WoF pick, just same. Because those have story modes. The frustrating thing is the one that I yeah, the one that I played is like delisted. It's like impossible to get anywhere unless you like the Xbox 360 one, like the first of those reboots that is like a retelling of the story.
Mm. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They've been disappeared. It's sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
yeah. On the Wikipedia page for punch.
Mm-hmm.
Look at how ineffectual this illustration is of two people punching each other. That looks real fake.
The old timey boxing magazine kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of the person doing
like one guy's kind of like reaching over another guy's shoulder and the other one's kind of reaching up to like rub his face with his boxing glove a little bit.
Yeah. That is just that is a still life. That's what that is. That is life drawing right there.
Apparently it's a jab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huh.
What should people do if they like this show?
If people like this show, they can go to patreon.com/duckvtv and kick us a few bucks a month. That gets you a whole run of bonus episodes of this show and some ongoing bonus shows.
Yeah, we would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing you can do is tell your friends, leave ratings, reviews on Apple Podcasts, Podcast Addict, post about us on internet.
Mm-hmm.
We don't advertise. That is how people hear about this show. If you want to demand a game, you can do so. That's a Patreon reward. You can do that at Patreon. And join us and thank you, our producer, Gwen.
Thank you, Gwen.
Yeah. And what should they do until next time, Kay?
Until next time, this has been Adric Suffering, where I am become Seth, destroyer of my parents' couch.